This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broad's in for the afternoon show on this President's Day. We've had a blast so far. It's been lovely. The Jalen Hurts Appreciation Show, it's been going great. There's been a couple hiccups along the way, unfortunately, due to my partner here in crime, Justin Morgenstein, who's all over the place in there right now trying to...
I'm breaking stuff. Nobody's in here.
Fix the microphone and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, good thing is, we are now being joined by Devin Caney out in Clearwater. So we can take a breather from Jalen Hurts, which is very disappointing, but we do get to talk to Devin. We do get to talk about this baseball team for a brief moment. Devin, hello. How are you?
Oh, hi. So first of all, I'm still down to talk about Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay.
I will not tolerate any anti-Hurts slander here, but I do happen to be in Clearwater, so I do have some updates on the Phils that we can also get to, Brett.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's start Phils, and then we'll wrap up with some of the greatness with this football team. So you spoke to Topper. What was Topper discussing with the mindset of the team going into the season and sort of his message of everything?
Yeah, so, of course, you know, he's going to be asked that as one of the first questions. Now, should note, of course, pitchers and catchers reported last week. Today was the first day where the whole team reported. So he was asked basically, you know, is your message the same to the guys, A, for spring training, and B, then for the rest of the season, just knowing all of the expectations that they still have on them, you know, from the past two postseasons coming up really short. And I thought his messaging was great. He said, look, what I told the guys is we have a great starting rotation. We have a really strong bullpen, and our lineup is still incredible. We have the pieces. It's up to us. We just have to put it all together. And most importantly, we have to stay healthy. And that's kind of his messaging throughout spring training, is just take it one day at a time, check on your health, take it another day, check on your health. And unfortunately, the health part isn't going great because a couple of guys weren't at the first day of spring training today, but I'll get into that in a bit with you.
Yeah, no, let's just get right into it. So what exactly is going on? I did see Bryce had some illness going on, but I'm not sure exactly what some of the other stuff is. So what is the update on some of the guys?
Yeah, so Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola weren't there today. Topper told us that both are dealing with, he said, a little bit of food poisoning. He said Aaron Nola was actually expected to go in like later this afternoon because he was feeling a lot better. He said Harper is also feeling better, so he should be there tomorrow. Trey Turner is dealing with a personal matter, so I believe he's coming to Clearwater tomorrow. Will report to camp in a couple days once he gets his physical and everything done. I believe that's set for Wednesday. So nothing to be too concerned about. I know last spring training there was like a pretty bad sickness that was going around the team. So nothing of that sort. It shouldn't be anything contagious, but there are a couple guys who are under the weather.
Listen, if Jalen Carter can battle through it and do what he does, maybe we'll be
exactly.
All right by opening
exactly.
day. So speaking of injuries, Bryson Stott, he was dealing with one last season. You got a chance to speak with him. What was Bryson saying?
Yeah, so I know it was reported earlier in the offseason. He told us he's basically been dealing with it lingering, or was dealing. He says he's pretty much over it now, but it's not the type of thing that you really get a clear, you know, okay, it's done, it's not going to come back situation. He said it was a nerve in his elbow, and it happened all the way back in May when the team was in Miami. He said he felt it. He swung and missed, and he said his hand, his pinky went numb, and then it just lingered throughout the entire season. And he said it did affect him. He doesn't want to make excuses, though. He was very, you know, strong on, I'm not making excuses for my offensive play, but I think I was pretty good, you know, defensively, on bases, base running, all of that. It was really just my offense that was affected. And he says he feels great now, but it was affecting him all throughout last season. And Topper was even asked, you know, did you consider putting him on IL? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. But Bryson wanted to power through, and I don't fault him for that. And I don't blame Topper for not taking Stott out of the game. But it's unfortunate that, you know, that's just coming out now. But he says he's better, so he says he's hoping to get back to his 2023 season self. So fingers crossed that can come to fruition this season.
Any vibes on a lineup change or moving Kyle Schwarber or anything like that? And if there isn't any vibes, your thoughts, maybe just your opinion on it, on, you know, what maybe they should do or shouldn't do.
Bros, I love it. It's day one of spring training, and we're already starting the evergreen lineup debate. But it is something to discuss, because clearly the lineup has been an issue, especially when it comes to the postseason, the past several postseasons for the Phillies. So there has been light discussion. Something also to note, Kyle Schwarber is taking some reps at first base, which indicates to me that he wants to either, you know, up his value, because he is up for whether it's a contract renewal with the Phillies or deciding what to do next, maybe it adds to his value, but also so Bryce Harper can maybe take a few more breaks throughout the season at first base. I know Kyle Schwarber said he's open to not leading off. I know Trey Turner has been a name that's been floated, and Bryce Harper has been a name that's been floated to bat second rather than third, but nothing's set in stone right now. We did get to watch a live BP, and everyone looked really great. I saw Alec Boehm was hitting some really well. He wasn't throwing his helmet. You know, he looked like he was in good spirits. All the guys seemed like they were vibing. They were happy to be back. So it's a good sign. Just given the way that the season ended last year, like, it's good to see that they're still happy to be back and they're still having a good time out there and seem pretty relaxed.
All right, so my last Phillies one before we dive into a little bit of the birds here. Your thoughts on JT Realmuto potentially playing left field?
I just don't get it. Like, I honestly don't see how going from catcher, which I understand is a very physical position, but left field requires, you know, a lot of running compared to other positions. So I don't know. I guess I'd have to see it to believe it. I did see JT make a lot of really good contact today during batting practice, which was promising, because I think it was the first time I saw him make contact with a baseball in quite some time. And I don't mean to say that as like a shady comment. He just was struggling offensively. A lot of the guys were, especially at the end of last season. Is JT moving to left field the solution? I personally don't think so, but I guess I'd have to see it. I'm not a fan, though.
I'm not a fan either. That's why I wanted to see how you thought. all right, so the birds. Today has been phenomenal for the Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. You were at the Super Bowl. You are, by the way. I hope you're picking up all these points with you flying everywhere, because you're all over the place right now doing your traveling. First off, what was it like being at the bowl? Let's go there. All right. What was it like for you getting to experience that, being on these beautiful airwaves and seeing the team win the Super Bowl? I mean, that's got to be special.
It was probably one of the, if not the best nights of my life. I mean, like, core memory unlocked, Rhodes. It was incredible. It still feels very surreal. Like, it's still one of those things that I'm constantly like, did that happen?
Phenomenal job, by the way.
Thank you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You. I appreciate that. I mean, and you couldn't have asked for a better win, a more satisfying win. Like, it was just an absolute crushing of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was so satisfying to watch, and even more satisfying to watch in person, and to get to see the team, like, up close and personal, be so satisfied and so celebratory of one another on the sideline. It was exhausting. It was incredible, and I wish I could relive that night over and over, bro. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, I bet. All right, on your way out, whatever you want to say to the Jalen Hurts haters out there, or maybe you just want to give Jalen love or Jalen Hurts love, however you want to approach this, your thoughts on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Oh, okay. I did not have anything prepared, so we're just going to do this on the fly. I think if you're still a Jalen Hurts hater after watching what that man did, not just this season, but in recent seasons, so let's just talk about this Super Bowl, okay? Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT, going to make history. You can't beat him. It doesn't matter if the Eagles have a better overall roster. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and he can win single-handedly. Well, guess what? He couldn't beat Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had another incredible game against the almighty Kansas City Chiefs. Similar to what he had in 2022 when the Eagles should have beat them then. His mindset, he's like 27, 26, however old he is, going on 55. He's the wisest quarterback in the league. Can't say any more great things about Jalen Hurts. So if you're a hater, I think you might need to just reevaluate yourself at this point.
It's a great point. Now listen, Jalen is in studio with us, so he's heard everything you've said. Yes. Did you see the picture that I tweeted?
I did. I wasn't entirely sure what was going on. I hope he's like dropping some poetic, you know, soliloquies. Is that the right word?
Well,
for how
he's a cardboard cutout, so it's very difficult for him to speak. But he is here.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's still handsome. He's still very handsome.
Of course he is.
That's right. All right, Devin. Thank you so much. You're the best, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, thanks, bros.
Of course. That is Devin Caney from Clearwater getting us ready for some baseball. It's funny, I didn't really think about it when she said it, But it is so true that we are probably going to argue about who should lead off for 162 days in a row once this puppy gets fired off. And yet here we are, 1 week removed from a Super Bowl. Our third question into spring training is, hey, Deb, how do you feel about potentially moving around Kyle Schwarber?
Leadoff hitter and backup catcher. We're back.
Well, our backup catcher might be our starting catcher when JT moves to left field.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm very interested on the Sosa front, though, to see if they make the move to the outfield, just because I think you could create an interesting platoon there with Kepler and left. And by the way, I've totally talked myself in on Max Kepler.
No, I am not going.
I'm in on Max Kepler.
Max Kepler Appreciation Day?
It's coming.
You're sick of
it. It's coming.
I'm not doing a season where Edmundo Sosa, Brandon Marsh, Johan Rojas, and Max Kepler are being juggled in left field and center field. I can't do it. I cannot accept that. I can't accept it.
As of right now, I think on opening day, you'll see Brandon Marsh in center and Kepler in left. Or if the Sosa thing works out in left, they'll platoon Kepler and Sosa there.
Thank God the Eagles won the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. It's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Let's fire off the phone, shall we? Let's go to T in Overbrook. Hey, T.
Hey, Brooks.
How are you?
Thank you so much. Fine, you?
I'm fantastic.
Thank you for having this Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Well, let's thank Jalen for being Jalen.
Yes, thanks, Jalen, for being Jalen. I was calling because I just wanted to speak about how I was listening to the coverage about Jalen Hurts and what he was talking about as far as losing the last Super Bowl and what it did to him and how it left him empty, and he was not going to stop until he got back. I think that makes him even more special. I don't think he would have been right unless he went back and won. And for it to be against the Chiefs, it just makes it, again, more special. I was following Jalen Hurts, and I thought he followed the Mamba mentality, but now I believe he aligns himself more with Michael Jordan. His mindset is different. And one thing he said throughout the season when he was criticized is that he does whatever it takes to win, rather than handing the ball off to Saquon, throwing it to Jahan Dotson, throwing it to Dallas Goedert or Smitty and AJ. He does what it takes. He even runs himself. So I just wanted to give that appreciation on the air. And it's a breath of fresh air to be able to call in and talk about the good things that he does. Because sometimes I feel like when you point the good things out, it has to be twisted and, you know, it has to be compared to other quarterbacks that's in this top five, top 10 list. But I don't hear about their flaws. Like, mm-hmm. It's like they're perfect and Jalen is not. And, I mean, he just was – he's laser-focused. And as I believe you were saying, he didn't go up on that microphone during the parade and gloat and call everybody out. You know, he still kept it decent. So that's why I just wanted to call in and appreciate our quarterback.
Well, thank you so much, T. I thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, you know what's funny about the whole other quarterback's flaws thing? You know, you could watch one of these quarterbacks have a bad day and Jalen have a bad day, and the talk about Jalen is so intense, and you go, oh, but that quarterback's good. He just had a bad day. Why does that not apply to Jalen then? Why didn't Jalen just have a bad day at the office and he's still a great quarterback? He just happened to have a bad day. There's a reason why teams don't go 17-0, 16-0. There's going to be, unfortunately, a game where you come up a little short, or, hey, unfortunately, preparing for that week, you missed something in the film, the other team exposed it, whatever, it happens. Maybe you throw an interception or two, you have a bad day. But if Lamar Jackson has a bad day, it's, he's still a good quarterback. He just happened to kind of stink that day, but he's still good. But if Jalen stinks, it's, see, that's why he's not elite. See, that's why he's awful. He can't read a defense. Get the hell out of here. Can't read a defense. Now, I was thinking about something when T was spitting off that fire. All right. She goes, I used to think Mamba mentality. Now I'm thinking MJ mentality. Let me tell you something. Jalen's so special that there's going to be athletes growing up that goes, damn, he's got the Jalen mentality. He's got his own mentality. You don't just get your own mentality. No. You don't just accidentally get labeled the Mamba mentality or the MJ mentality. You got to be rare.
We got the Jalen mentality.
I hear you, baby.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm listening to you.
You don't hear me. Well, you're listening, but you're not absorbing. Big difference.
Well, I'll combat that.
No,
I will say,
you're in the combating today.
Jalen, one of my, I think, not favorite aspects, but...
No, clearly not.
One of the things that I think makes Jalen special with that mentality type of thing is, you know, I'm a college football guy, and watching Jalen and how he handled everything at Alabama, I think sort of shapes how he goes about everything today. And it can even go back to losing the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, to where he handled that Alabama thing with such grace. And I think it's one of his, you know, best moments of his career is the way he handled that, and the way that, you know, he stuck it out the next year and then won the SEC championship for Alabama against Georgia, and then ends up going to Oklahoma and being a Heisman finalist. Like, that's, I think, where all the adversity sort of started for him. And I think he's taken that and applied it to his everyday sort of mentality of, you know, I am somebody who has been doubted before, and I've been somebody who has faced that adversity. And if I'm able to sort of overcome that, then I can overcome anything that, you know, faces me in the NFL. So that's where I take Jalen's mentality and I look at it and say, I can see where that originated from and I can see where that started. So that's where I'm at with it, because the Jalen mentality is great. And I think that's a big part of the reason why they won the Super Bowl. And if we're looking at that, then I think there's probably no one better in the league than him. But there's other aspects that I take into it as well. So that's where I fall on that.
You can put those aspects somewhere else. That's the motto of today's show.
Still got to throw the football.
And he does.
He does. And he did.
In an elite way.
In a winning way,
all that matters.
Yep.
In a winning way. So whatever winning is, which apparently to you it's not elite, but in a winning way, then what are we fighting about here?
Nothing.
If the end goal,
they won the Super Bowl.
If the end goal is to win, and Jalen is a special winner, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about anything else. Doesn't matter. Everyone's going to do it differently. Let's be honest. I love Nick. Nick's not a traditional way of what you would visualize a head coach to be. It's not. But he wins. And he does it in his way. Don't care.
I would say that winning is more on the coach than it is the quarterback, because you get fired if you... Like, you can play really well as a quarterback, and if you lose games, they're probably still going to stick with you. If you lose a lot of games as a coach, you're going to get fired very quickly.
So what was the beginning of that? You think a coach?
Well, so you were just talking about Nick and what he was able to do this year. I think there was probably more, or not probably, I think there was definitely more pressure on Nick going into this year than there was Jalen.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. Yeah. He was closer to losing his job than Jalen was to losing his job. Yes. I don't disagree with that. Let's go to Mike in Mount Airy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, bro. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Listen, you got to take the appreciation for having this day, man, because ironically, in spite of all that Jalen's accomplishments, it's just like we're still in the minority.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just insane.
That's nuts.
And it makes no sense. But I feel like I have, just from my perspective, the clarity that I have, when people do a comparison between Jalen and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, and you know, I can understand Patrick Mahomes because of what he's accomplished. I'll kind of set him aside. But
me too.
CJ Stroud and all these other guys. First thing, whenever we face these guys and you do a comparative analysis between Jalen's stats at the end of the game and theirs, he smokes them. He smokes them. So I don't know what they're talking about, first of all. Second of all, you know, this thing about, oh, he's got a better all-around squad around him, and so that's what – no, that's not. First of all, it's not his fault that he's got a better all-around squad around him. Secondly, if you look at – if I do a hypothetical, and I go from 10 yards out, the quarterbacks are going to run the ball into the end zone. If Lamar does it, he's going to – spin around a couple guys, maybe break a couple tackles. Josh Allen, he's going to maybe spin around a guy and carry a guy over the plane with him. But because they're not as fast or strong as Jalen, it looks different. So I think people are going just based on the cosmetic look of these other quarterbacks play and saying that they're better than Jalen because he doesn't have to work as hard to do the same thing. If he goes runs from – you can spot him 10 yards and say he's going to run it from 20 yards out. Jalen's just going to be fast, which means he's going to run past the defenders, and he's probably going to – if he makes contact, he's probably going to run a guy over. And when he runs in the end zone, he's going to be untouched.
Right. So or it'll be something like this. Maybe he runs it for 8 yards, gets down at the two, and then he tush pushes it, and it's not a Sports Center top 10. He might take two carries to get it in compared to Lamar's spinorama touchdown. And you're right. People then will discredit it because it was a tush push, yet it's still 7 points, and yet it's another win in the win column. So I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Yeah, and the win column is, and everybody, I don't know how you diminish the importance of the win. When you start talking about, well, he wins more than they all, everybody goes like silent, like the win thing doesn't matter. That's the most important stat.
The only, really, at the end of the day, Mike, it's the only thing, and thank you for calling. It's the only thing that matters.
By the way, though, we'll totally disagree on the style points thing with Lamar. Lamar just had one of the most efficient seasons like of all time.
He did. Lamar gets it done in the regular season. He does not get it done in the playoffs. Jalen, though, gets it done in the playoffs. So, who do you think we should go to on a day like this?
Dude, this day was made for this next caller.
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day? Let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today? Oh,
this is the best day in the entire world outside of 1 week ago on Sunday.
Man, I couldn't be more prouder, man. This kid is just outstanding. And I'm so glad that this season actually happened the way that it happened, meaning all the way to how the MVP was chosen, how unbalanced it was, and all the the conflict of who y'all thought was the MVP of this year. Was it Allen or was it Lamar? But the MVP voting thing truly showed that it's a popularity contest. Anytime a guy like Emmanuel Acho gets a vote, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it dilutes it. So now you can't even use that as an argument when you're trying to argue who the best quarterback is. You can't say, well, he got two MVP. Guess what? Doesn't even matter now because the MVP proven that it's a popularity contest. But you know what Jalen has? He has something that's not a pop, that can't even, it's not even about an opinion. And that's the Super Bowl. That's the ability to win big in big moments. Let me ask you guys this question. Have you ever, well not ever, have you seen in recent times where AJ had to leave his feet to catch a ball from Jalen? You know how special that is for a quarterback to be able to place a ball where your receiver doesn't even have to jump for
it? That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll go to the skill set, okay? Because a lot of people are talking about numbers, and when they say women lie, men lie, but numbers don't lie, I can prove that numbers do lie. Because when you go to look at numbers, and they say the quarterback numbers, it's what are the completion percentage, yards, interceptions, and touchdowns, right? So those touchdowns never include the rushing touchdown of the quarterback. So that proves that numbers do lie. Because why aren't you putting that out there? You see what I'm saying? That's a part of it. You know, and then when you look at Jalen Hurts' ability to make them throws on fourth down where you got to have it, can you even think of a moment in time where he didn't come through in that moment?
Nope.
Can you think of a time where Jalen Hurts did not show up when you called upon him? Those are the things that you can't quantify. And then if you, as a Jalen Hurts supporter or a hater or whatever, if you have to put down the other quarterbacks to try to raise Jalen Hurts, that means that you don't believe that he is what he is. I've not, in this conversation, told you about what Jalen and her other quarterbacks could not do that he can do better. All you got to do is just turn on the tape and look at the time of the clock. Look at the scoreboard. Look at the situation. Look at the outcome. Look at how much winning this guy does. It's not even – and then lastly, everybody talk about the talent around him. Everybody that plays with Jalen Hurts has career years, become the best at their positions. When you go and look at other players on other teams, these players are not uplifted. They're not better when they was at, than who they are with now. Some of these receivers don't even want to play with the quarterbacks that they was with. All people got to do is look at the situation that if Howie did not hit on Jalen Hurts, we would not have an A.J. Brown because we would have to be going trying hunting for a quarterback. We would not be able to have Devonta Smith. We would not have a Jalen Carter because we'd be chasing that quarterback. We got him. That's why Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL, because he makes everything around you better, and he makes it where as though the Eagles was able to put a Saquon Barkley as, what do you call it, icing on a cake.
You're right. But look, OG Wade, you're the best. I appreciate you. I knew he'd give me the goosebumps. I got a couple calls give me the goosebumps today. That's the special Jalen Hurts factor here, okay? You can't just talk about anybody on the football field and think that you're going to get goosebumps. It just doesn't happen like that. It's only when you're special. Enter Jalen Hurts. What happens when he wins two Super Bowls? What happens when he wins three Super Bowls? What happens when he is, I don't know, a five-time champion? We're going to sit here and debate how good he is? We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson's spectacular regular season? Come on, man. We got the second-best quarterback in the league. You heard me. 215-592-9494. We will continue the phone calls on this Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. And coming up next, my favorite speech at the parade. I'll share with you which one was my favorite. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.